I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Entrepreneur is no longer a dirty word in China. Businessmen and women are now held up as powerful icons. In China's cities these days, highway billboards featuring real estate and tech moguls have replaced many of the massive tributes to Chairman Mao and heroic workers. Filmmaker Ola Shell traveled to the city of Weifang to profile an up-and-coming lingerie baron, a member of China's new generation of high-profile entrepreneurs.
Weifang is a smoky, bleak, industrial city where commerce pulses around every corner.
You want to buy cheap, cheap for you?
Curbside merchants hawk bootleg DVDs and knockoff designer bags. Here in this frenzied commercial landscape, some Chinese entrepreneurs have achieved celebrity status. One of China's newest celebrity entrepreneurs can be found at the Ti Hui Lingerie Factory here in Weifang. He invites us to follow him into what looks like a storage shed. The sign on the door says, Bra Specimen Room. The proud proprietor of the factory is 37-year-old Zhou Yu. He shows off racks of faux leopard skin bras, feather boas, lacy garters, and angel wings. He asked us to take whatever we liked, for our girlfriends, of course.
I want all women to love my brand of underwear around the world.
The TV show Win in China catapulted Zhou to fame 2.5 years ago. Think of the program as a Chinese version of The Apprentice. Win in China was one of the most popular programs on the state-run television network. It featured 120,000 budding entrepreneurs competing to impress a panel of China's most celebrated businessmen. The prize was a $4.5 million pot. The show's creator, the producer and host Wang Lifen, said the program was designed to re-educate the Chinese masses on the rudiments of business practice and to inspire a new generation of entrepreneurs.
Today, entrepreneurs are the biggest icons in our society. Since China began the open door policy, our personalities here in China have been changing. We've gone from more communal ways of thinking to be more individualistic. And the ultimate goal of this show is to spread the spirit of enterprise throughout China.
Lingerie entrepreneur Zhou was a contestant, and for some viewers and even some judges, he was the contestant, the one that the audience of 200 million viewers adored and gossiped about. He was affectionately nicknamed the Wolf for his raw, predatory style and willingness to spy, cheat, and lie with great charm and energy. Zhou was the only finalist not to have gone past high school. The show's finale was a lightning round of quick back and forth. Here, a female contestant accused the Wolf of being rough around the edges.
You said earlier that one of your shortcomings is your bad temper. My question is, as a CEO, are there other areas that you need to improve? We have seen that your marketing and sales skills are very strong, but I didn't see you improve in any other areas. Why is that? I'd like to hear you say something about your education and ability to think.
The Wolf responds with trademark vigor.
In terms of learning and thinking, I believe I'm one of the best of the 12 finalists. I'm not well educated, but I'm standing here today. This proves my strong learning and thinking abilities.
When Zhou grew up, most Chinese still wore unisex Mao suits. He says he realized that Chinese women were developing sophisticated tastes, and he borrowed money and went into lingerie. It turns out he had judged the trends just right.
Things are different now. If I had been living abroad, I probably wouldn't have become so successful because there were not as many opportunities. Now, the environment is still young. I'm very lucky to be here.
Although he was only a runner-up on Win in China, Zhou is now expanding his empire. He used his $800,000 prize money to finish building a new 30,000-square-foot factory. There, rows and rows of women hunch over sewing machines surrounded by piles of bras, contributing to Zhou's earnings of about $6 million a year. Although Zhou came in second on Win in China, he is the most successful of the program's winners. Despite his often unscrupulous tactics, He and businessmen and women like him are pushing China forward with their brand of entrepreneurial zeal. For the world, I'm Ola Shell in Weifeng, China.